Danny Dimes? Nope. Call that man Danny Dollars. Danny, $160 million, that is. The Giants have re-signed franchise quarterback Daniel Jones to a four-year, $160 million contract. That means DJ is here to stay. Big Blue also put the non-exclusive franchise tag on Saquon Barkley. So for now, Saquon is also sticking around. We react to Jones, Barkley, and free agency just a week away. Lots to do on emergency episode of Blue Rush from the New York Post. Welcome back, everybody. Oh, man, you haven't heard this voice in a while. It's been a while. We are back for an emergency episode of Blue Rush. It's our Giants podcast from the New York Post. It's Brandon London here alongside with the Giants beat writer for the Post, Paul Schwartz. He's back from the NFL Combine. So let's get into the big news we've all been waiting for. Daniel Jones is here to stay. The Giants announced that they've re-signed Jones to a four-year deal worth $160 million with $82 million guaranteed at signing. The deal includes up to 35 M's in incentives. M's are millions. So after declining his fifth-year option, he put up a career year. Danny Dimes balled. He got the Giants to the playoffs, won a playoff game, and secured the bag. He becomes the first ever quarterback to have his fifth-year option declined by a team and then end up re-signing with them. And the other big news from Tuesday, the Giants placed a non-exclusive franchise tag on running back Saquon Barkley for just a little over $10 million. The Giants now have until July 17th to try and work out a long-term deal with Saquon, and if they can't reach one, he would play under the tag. He can also negotiate with other teams, but the Giants can match any offer, and if he does end up signing elsewhere, they, being the Giants, would get two first-round picks. So there's the news. Paul Schwartz, that was a lot to unpack. We've been following this Daniel Jones, Saquon Barkley situation for a long time. The Giants franchise quarterback is sticking around East Rutherford. Let's get straight into it. I mean, you followed it. You're the insider. Was this what you expected at the number? And what's your thoughts on the Giants getting it done in the 11th hour?
Well, Brandon, you covered a lot of it. I just think I have to say good job, and I'm going to sign off right now. No, I'm kidding. No, you got to a lot of it there. Look, we knew Daniel was coming back, right? Joe Shane said it after the season. He really said it at the Combine last week in Indianapolis. He was asked, is there any way Daniel is not your quarterback next year? And he said, no. So you get a deal or we franchise you. And so we knew he was coming back. But obviously, this is a healthier in the bank account for Daniel Jones. It's a lot of money. Am I surprised? I'm not surprised they got a deal done. I am surprised it begins with a four, that the average is $40 million. Now, as this was going on, a couple of weeks here of hard negotiations, it was going to that. But, you know, I know for a fact when they Giants started these talks with Daniel, somebody said to me, I hope it doesn't start with a four. You know, I hope they don't start with this. We wanted 40. You know, I think the Giants were prepared for like 34, 35. Maybe Daniel's people would be at 38 and they'd meet about at 37 and a half or something like that. And, you know, they go forward. You know, I think they wanted a five-year deal. The five-year became a four-year deal. Look, Daniel Jones has become a free agent again if this works out before he's 30. You know, he can double dip with these big contracts if things work out. That's the big if. But look, as things were going, so his people started at over 45, you know, maybe as high as 48. You know, in anything, when you try to sell an apartment or a house or a car, you know, if you want to sell it for 10 grand, you don't say 11. You know, you say, give me 16. And they say, you're crazy. I'm giving you seven. And you kind of meet in the middle. So the $40 million a year is a lot. I think he's the ninth quarterback in NFL history now currently to average $40 million a year. He'll be surpassed by other guys pretty soon here. It's a good deal for Daniel. His cap hit, that's the main thing. Not the main thing, but it's a big thing for 2023. His salary cap hit is about $18.5 million, right? If he had to play on the tag, it was $32 million. That's a lot less money, which they had to, you know, they carved that down. Now they can do some things in free agency. And oh, by the way, as you mentioned, without the tag for Daniel Jones, they put it on Saquon. So these two teammates kind of were intertwined in the contract deal here.
Brian Daboll got coach of the year. Do you think after getting this deal done, Joe Shane puts himself in the ranking for GM of the year?
Look, it's a lot of money. No, look, if you go around the league and talk to people, a lot of people are like, man, I think the Giants might have overpaid for Daniel. So, no, I mean, it's easy to give money to people, you know, in free agency, we'll see it, right? These GMs who have a lot of money, who are bad teams, you know, the Bears, let's say, right? They've got a lot of money. They're going to sign some guys to big money. Oh, my gosh, he's doing a great job. Well, hold on. It's easy to spend money, right? So, no, I don't think this was a great deal for the Giants and Joe Shane. Like, man, it's good that they got their quarterback. You mentioned Brian Daboll. Here is the key to this whole thing, is that Giants fans love Brian Daboll, right? You've sensed it, right? You're out there, right? They love him. Is that true?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Right? Since that first game, right? You were going for two. We get the win. You know, the cigar smoking. He's a big dude. He shaves. He gets a goatee. Then he doesn't like it. He puts it back. He says I got to lose weight. He's fired up. He F-bombs the officials. People love him. And he's validated for all that. The Giants make the playoffs. He's the coach of the year. Look, Brian Daboll did not have to love Daniel Jones, right? He inherited him. They didn't draft him. Joe Shane and Daboll inherited this guy. They didn't pick up his option. They basically were like this, Brandon, right? They're sitting back and going, okay, man, we're going to love you. We're going to coach you. We're going to coach you hard. We hope it works out. But if it doesn't work out, man, we're going to find somebody else. And somewhere along the line this season, it was proven to Daboll that not just, yeah, he's fine. We should sign this guy. I want to work with this guy for years to come. We should invest in this guy, which tells you what? Brian Daboll is not in this to go 9-7-1 and lose in the second round of playoffs. So Brian Daboll is telling you by signing off on Daniel Jones and telling and working with Joe Shane that, look, this dude's our guy. We need to get him. I think we can win a Super Bowl with him. So, you know, Giants fans who are all like, oh, my God, it's too much money. Okay, it's a lot of money. First of all, it's not your money. Second of all, your head coach who you love thinks he can win a Super Bowl with this guy. You got to give him some slack there, right?
And we should clip what you just said and put that on social media and have the fans. Next time the fans want to Twitter fingers and write, oh, they signed him for too much money. What you said exactly is the reason why there's the four to lead the leading number. If the head coach did not want to sign off on this is my guy for my new regime, for my new time, Brian Daboll lives and dies. His reputation lives and dies. Now with Daniel Jones, those two are tied with each other. I don't know if fans remember earlier in towards the middle of the season when he was speaking that time, he was talking about Jalen Hurts and you kind of threw that in there. That was like, wait, you see him praising Jalen Hurts. We haven't seen him speak this highly of Daniel Jones. Well, that four right there is him speaking highly of Daniel Jones, and people have to understand.
Yeah, don't forget, you know, Brian Daboll and Joe Shane, where'd they come from? They came from Buffalo, right? They drafted Josh Allen, right? A raw big dude from Wyoming, right? And they developed him, you know, Brian Daboll mostly is the offensive coordinator into a Pro Bowl quarterback, a terrific, great quarterback right now, right? Throws too many interceptions, but he's terrific. You know, there's only there's only two or three teams in the league that say, we'll stick with our guy. Everyone else would want Josh Allen. So when this whole thing started, I thought to myself, look, Brian Daboll knows what it's supposed to look like. And I say, you know, if he's measuring Daniel Jones against Josh Allen, it's not going to look good. You know, it's not, you know, Daniel Jones does some of the things that Josh Allen does, but not quite as well. And so as the season went on, I'm thinking, is Brian Daboll, is his standard so high that Daniel is just not going to reach it? Well, I was given my answer. Now they're not saying he's Josh Allen, but they're saying is we can get to the promised land with Daniel. The Bills haven't got there yet, but they've gotten close. So look, fans can look at it and say, fans don't have to just say, oh, the Giants did it. It's $160 million. It's a great deal. You know, money and cap, people love the draft. They love the free agency. They love this contract stuff. It's too much. It's not enough. But the bottom line is the Giants really wanted him. Brandon, this thing went down to the deadline. I mean, this thing went down, you know, they didn't have an hour to spare, believe me. And if at 4:01, they said, okay, it's not working with Daniel, put in Saquon, you know, put in the franchise tag for Daniel, it's too late. You lose out. So they had juggling a bunch of things. We got to put the tag on Daniel if it doesn't work out. We have to do, okay, now we have to shift over, put the tag in for Saquon. You know, I know for a fact Joe Shane's head was spinning at 4:01 yesterday when this whole thing ended up.
Another thing they did for Josh Allen is they went and got him a Stephon Diggs. And I believe that's the next thing on the list. Find ourselves or find themselves or get Daniel Jones a Stephon Diggs. And giving him that 40 or giving him that 4 not only gives him the confidence and you're our guy, you're here to stay. Make sure you buy property. You're here in North New Jersey for quite some time. But we're also going to get you help. The regime prior to you tried to get you help, but we're going to make sure we hit on the help that we bring in for you. They drafted Wandell Robinson. We saw the flashes until he got hurt. I believe that they're going to go out and get some sort of free agent or use some sort of trade to bring someone in. And at the same time, use one of those top 4 100 draft picks to bring in another weapon for Daniel Jones. And then you may even, get even greedy with it and bring in another tight end to help him as well. All right, Daniel Jones locked up. He's here. Doesn't matter what people think about it anymore. That deal is getting done. He's not Danny Dimes. He's Danny Dollars now. Saquon Barkley, he kind of got, I'd necessarily say, the raw end of the deal. He signed that tender. It's a little over $10 million a year. Like I said in the intro, they have till July 17th. Where do you think they go with the whole Saquon situation now, Paul?
No, he didn't sign it yet. You know what I mean? You don't have to sign a franchise tag. You know, if you want to take it, you know, to the mat here, you know, players have not signed tags, not shown up for training camp and forced a really ugly, ugly situation here. You know, you have to sign it first. This was coming, I think having Saquon play for $10 million for 1 year is not a terrible thing. Now, if they can get a 3-year deal done with him, sort of along the lines of the one they offered him back in November, 3 years, 12, 24, 36, like 37, 38 million. It was about 12 and a half million a year. That first year cap number now would be 5 or 6 instead of 10. They would have even more money to work with. And Saquon would have more guaranteed money. The big thing now is that, look, Saquon does not want to play on this tag, you know, does not. That's $10 million in guaranteed money versus, you know, double that if he signs a multi-year deal. Now he's got to prove it all over again. He's got to stay healthy. Good luck with that for a running back. You know, they just committed to his buddy Daniel Jones, and you're only giving me a franchise tag. You know, now I'm year to year here. So he does not want that. The big thing is between now and next Tuesday is, you know, when you know, free agency really starts and things like that. Well, the 13th, they can start, you know, negotiating with people. From now till then, this cap number is very important, you know, to see what they have. And so between now and then, if they can work out a deal for Saquon, which I think they can, I think they're not close, but it's not a chasm right now. If the Giants don't want to come up much, they really don't. Look, they know the value of running backs. They love Saquon, but Joe Shane said at the combine something about, you know, Saquon, I loved working with him. I love getting to know him. They don't view him as a franchise piece for the long-term future like they do with Daniel. And let's just face it. The franchise tag for a quarterback is $34 million. The franchise tag for a running back is $10 million. Now, you know, what does that tell you? You know, mamas, daddies, don't let your kids grow up to be running backs. You know what I mean? Quarterbacks, receivers, and cornerbacks. That's the big money positions. Running backs just don't get it. That's all there is to it. So, you know, that's Saquon's position. I think they can get something done. And look, the Giants are better with both of them. There's no question. So if it'll be a real home run for Shane if they can get a 3-year deal with Saquon. They lower the cap number. You know, one of your captains, Daniel Jones, is thrilled. The other one of your captains, Saquon, if they can get a deal done, will be very happy. And now they're together. You know, that's the goal. But, you know, the headline is that Saquon and Daniel are back, you know, at least for 1 year together.
I think it's unfortunate for Saquon here because now this is kind of like when a baseball player goes through arbitration. You know, I think there has to be an open line of communication between the front office and Saquon's people to where it's like, hey, this is just the business side of it. Go see if people are going to shop for more, if they're going to offer you more. Maybe we come up in price. You know, maybe we come up in price. It's Saquon has said that, well, he hasn't personally said, but it's been out there that he wants a deal like Christian McCaffrey's. And everyone's saying, oh, well, Christian McCaffrey is they're the same player to me. Within the last couple of years, they've shown the same thing about the up and downs when it come to health. But then at the same time, they both have bounce back years to show, hey, when I'm healthy, I'm that dude. You get me the rock. I make your football team better. So, but this puts him now in a situation to where it's like, now you got to flirt with other teams. Other teams are like, well, you know, you're worth more than 10. We'll give you 13. And then it's like, let's say someone does offer him more money. If the Giants don't match that, then how does that make the player feel? That's almost like a slap in the face, in the sense to where it's like, oh, you say you want me, you say, yeah, I'm a piece here, you love working with me, but you don't want to match that deal. The Giants end up coming on top, getting that 2 first round draft picks, but they lose a leader in the locker room. They lose a staple within the franchise. What I personally see, because I've always thought after this year, Saquon and the Giants are square. He's done. He's everything and anything and everything that he's needed to do to make sure that he and in this not regime, this organization is square. But if he does come back, I still see them drafting a running back within that top 100 picks as well, because it's a 2-back system in the league. And then when you get, let's say they do sign them to a 3-year deal, and that second, third year, who knows what that cap hit's going to be if that second, third round running back has now, within 1 to 2 years, have shown that, hey, I can Ahmad Bradshaw this thing. I can play at a cheaper price. I see the Giants going that way with this. So I think this was Saquon got the unfortunate part of this deal, but at the same time, if they can find a way to keep them both here and still keep them both happy, they're cooking with gas, Paul. They're cooking with gas. They've started the offseason off with a bang.
Look, by putting the non-exclusive tag on him, think about this, right? The Giants are basically saying, go get a deal. You know, look, first of all, giving up 2 first-round picks and signing another team signing a guy off an exclusive right franchise tag almost never happens. It will not happen here. It will not happen. It is probably a 99.7% chance that it will not happen. You can't say never. Some team, you know, maybe the Bills say, oh my God, with Saquon Barkley, we win a Super Bowl. We're giving them $14 million a year. The Giants say we're not matching it. And, you know, the Bills are not giving up. No team is giving up 2 first-round picks. So, okay, let's move that there. But Saquon wants more money, right? He thinks he's worth more. You know, he wants maybe $14 million a year, let's say. I think that's a good number to work with. Why, if you're the Giants, do you give him that if that is not the market? So now they can say, look, Saquon, go get a deal. You're non-exclusive. Go get a deal. And they're going to show him basically that the market is not there for you. You know what I mean? We don't have to give you more than 12 or 13 because nobody else is either. You know what I mean? So this is the deal. We want you here, but we don't need to pay you more than anyone else will pay you. That's what the beauty of this non-exclusive tag is. If he goes out there and shops himself and he doesn't get he wants to stay. We know he wants to stay. So unless he gets a deal that is appreciably better than what the Giants offered him, he should take what the Giants give him. You know what I mean? The Giants can say, look, you know, you shopped yourself. This is the market. The market is not 14 for you. Okay. So, you know, I think it can work out. And look, you don't think when Daniel Jones and the Giants were talking over these last week or so, and they were having hard, hard talks, sometimes tense talks, that sometimes the Giants said things to Daniel Jones's agents that were like, man, don't say $45 million to us, okay? Because we'll list all the guys who make 45 and we don't want to embarrass you here. You know what I mean? You know, that's what it is. They tell you they love you when they're working with you, but when they try to negotiate you, they tell you, Brandon, you're not fast enough. You're not strong enough. You're not as good. Don't tell me you're Plaxico too. You're not. Ooh. You're not this. You're not that. You're not this. You're not that. Then they sign you and it's like, dude, we're going to make you into a star, right? I mean, yeah. That's the way it is. That's the way
the name
it is.
Of the game.
And you know what was beautiful? Joe Shane told us in Indianapolis that last Monday, right before he left for Indianapolis, Joe Shane, he said, you know, somebody asked him, have you talked to Daniel about this face to face? Because, you know, the GM and the player often don't you know, that's for the agent. You know what I mean? Don't talk to my guy. Talk to my agent, you know? And he said, well, I couldn't help it. I was in the facility early Monday morning and he was getting a workout in. And he said, he told Daniel, look, it gets a little hairy. He said, it's going to get worse before it gets better. Okay. Hang with it. You know, we're going to work with you guys. We're going to hope to get something done, but it's going to get worse before it gets better. And, you know, Daniel stays off social media and all that stuff. So that's fine. But I'm sure his family and agents, whatever, you know, he heard, you know, I'm sure that these things get contentious and well, what's going on? Well, they said, you know, you're not worth this, blah, 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 blah. That can hurt. But you know what? Once he signs a deal, he's guaranteed $82 million. That soothes some of the hurt, doesn't it?
Right there in the bank account, $82 million. All right, so where does this leave the Giants in cap room with free agency starting pretty much next week?
All right, you got to make me do some math here, right? You know, once they cut Kenny Golladay, let's take away Daniel and Saquon for a second, right? Once they cut Kenny Golladay, they should have about $50 million, 5-0, okay? Now, take about 19 off. That's what? That's 31. 31, yep. Right? Take 10 off for Saquon. That's 21. 21. So that's your working number right now with what they should have, you know, under the cap, which is pretty good. Which is pretty good. Now, you know, does that help them re-sign Julian Love? You know, I don't think they're going to break the bank for Julian Love. You know, Julian Love is destined to be the number two safety on this team because of Xavier McKinney, who they have to probably sign next year. So, you know, if Julian Love wants number one, you know, they love Julian Love. Everyone loves Julian Love, right? He's a great guy. We voted him our good guy award. He's a great quote, great with the media. You know, Joe Judge loved him, right? I mean, everybody loves him. What's not to love about him, right? He's a good player. And filled in hard, you know, and well, when Xavier McKinney was out all those games with, you know, the busted fingers. But, you know, if he wants number one safety money, he's not going to get it from the Giants. But, you know, this gives them some workable things. They'd like to get Dexter done. You know, they'd like to sign Dexter Lawrence and, you know, to a long-term deal. I don't think they're going to have to do a lot with Leonard Williams. I really don't, you know. Leonard Williams may move some money around to help them with the cap this year, but as Joe Shane said, we have no depth on the defensive line.
Absolutely.
No depth. And he has maintained when Leonard was healthy, which he was most of the year, but not all the year, he's still a good player, he said. So, you know, they go to Leonard and say, we want you to take less money. Leonard's going to say, why? You know, why should I take less money? You know, you have no one behind me here.
Absolutely. I don't think Joe Shane should have said that, because now if I'm Leonard Williams, if I'm his agent, I'm sitting there like, oh, really? There's no debt. Oh, okay. Oh, well, my client's not taking a penny less than what he's getting right now.
And I don't think, you know, I think they'll move some things around if they need to, but you know, they like Leonard, you know, they like Leonard and Dexter together. So, you know, this will be a lot different than last year. Last year, Joe Shane didn't even know his own players and he was picking bargain basement guys, you know, a lot of veteran minimum deals. And, you know, some of them worked, some of them didn't work. You know, I think they'll I don't think they're gonna break the bank the first 2 days of free agency and say, holy cow, you know, I mean, this guy's making, you know, a $70 million deal here. But you know, they desperately need an inside linebacker. And I think that is the place that they can really hit it in free agency, you know, to get you know, a TJ Edwards maybe. Let me think. I wrote down some guys. TJ Edwards, maybe Tremaine Edmonds, who they know from the Bills, right? He's a guy maybe too much.
Kendricks money. From the Vikings.
Yeah, he's a little older. David Long, 26 years old, can play three down. So I think they want to target a young 25, 26, 27-year-old inside linebacker. We can plug him in. He'll get the green dot, and away we go. And we'll have to give him maybe $10 million a year, maybe something like that, maybe a little more, kind of like an Antonio Pierce feel, right? Where we pluck him off another team, and he's our guy, not a star, but he's our guy. So we'll see. We'll see.
Well, it's been an interesting start to free agency. Obviously, starting off with the Giants retaining not only Martindale, but Mike Kafka as well. Now they retain Daniel Jones. And for the looks of it right now, they retain Saquon Barkley on the franchise tag. That's a wrap on today's emergency episode of Blue Rush. Make sure you are subscribed to Blue Rush on all Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. And you can watch full episodes by subscribing to the New York Post Sports YouTube page. And you can also go to the Blue Rush playlist and you can watch it there. Give us some thumbs up and make sure you comment below. For Paul Schwartz, I'm Brandon London. We want to thank Jake Brown and Andrew Hartz for producing the show. We're going to return once the free agency period begins and the Giants start making some of those signings Paul was talking about. So stay tuned and thanks for listening to Blue Rush.